Why did he create them? 27 Since God knows that there will be atheists, why did he create them? Look at the words of Allah the Almighty, interpretation of the meaning. Then should we turn the message away, disregarding you, because you are a transgressing people? Quran, 43-5. Is it because you will disbelieve according to the knowledge of Allah, then he shall not create you? What is this ridiculous perception? He who deserves the punishment, it is fair to create him, then he will meet his destination. If the atheist deserves disbelief according to the knowledge of Allah, then why not Allah create him then hold him accountable? Is it because he will disbelieve in Allah then Allah shall spare him the troubles and abstain from creating him? Is not this pure overstringent and naive assumption? If the atheist deserves eternity in the fire then it is fair to be in his proper destination. Moreover, our criterion for judging justice is not absolute, but rather a limited criterion within the limits of our human nature, and absolute justice belonged to Allah the Almighty who declared that his slaves will not be oppressed. He said, interpretation of the meaning. And never will I be unjust to the servants, Quran, 50:29. So that this is the reference for the facts which we are not able to understand. This is the safe approach, because the origin of disbelief is the denial of what we did not understand. Allah said, interpretation of the meaning. Rather, they have denied that which they encompass not in knowledge and whose interpretation has not yet come to them, Quran, 10:39. 28 Since Allah knew that someone will be an atheist, is this considered as compulsion? The knowledge of Allah of what will happen is not considered compulsion. Imagine a professor entering a classroom and before the end of the year he said, student A would succeed and student B will fail by virtue of his experience and knowledge of the level of his students. He wrote his expectations in a book, and the result was as he said and wrote. Do we say that his knowledge of the results of the students was a compulsion? Do we say that his book for what he expected is coercion? To Allah belong the most superior example. Allah the Almighty informed us that he is the all-knower and at the same time he confirmed that people have the freedom of choice. For whoever wills among you to take a right course, Quran, 81:28. And the Almighty said, and have shown him the two ways? Quran, 90:10. The knowledge of Allah what will happen is not a compulsion. Allah the Almighty willed that we choose our path. Allah said, what means? Indeed, we guided him to the way, be he grateful or be he ungrateful, Quran, 76:3. Allah informed us that he knows everything and at the same time he said, interpretation of the meaning. Indeed, your efforts are diverse. As for he who gives and fears Allah and believes in the best, reward, we will ease him toward ease. But as for he who withholds and considers himself free of need and denies the best, reward, we will ease him toward difficulty, Quran, 92:4-10. As for the fact that the atheist wants to make the knowledge of Allah an omnipotent against the will of man. He disables one of Allah's actions at the expense of another act, this is the case of every unbeliever so that he feels assurance with his disbelief. But the Muslim accepts all the attitudes of Allah.